Last but not least, we have Mr. Courtney Williams, who is a community planner for the D.C. Office on Aging in the District of Columbia. He has been with the office for over 20 years. His extensive experience with the D.C. Office on Aging includes the development, evaluation, and implementation of studies, reports, and special projects related to the local aging population. He has spearheaded policy and planning issues dealing with the issue of HIV in older adults since the late 1990s. He previously served as a board member of the National Association of HIV Over 50, as well as organized two local conferences on HIV and seniors. Courtney, I'd like to pass it over to you.
Okay, thank you. We had a wonderful discussion today from all our speakers. The AAAs are very important to older adults, whatever, because it's a way that they access service and provide a lot of information and assistance to older people in need of services. As we well know, the AAA solicits and contracts with private vendors for services, administered and reimbursed funding, monitor programs, and provide coordination of services and resources for persons over 60. The AAA's area agencies on aging exist long before there was HIV, so there's already a system set in place. Over the last year, we developed a aging service network, HIV service network. But before that, we had the aging service network, which in the services now provided by the HIV service network are very similar to what the AAAs do now. Now, working with the AAA, there are a few things that I've noticed and things that I've recommended for us to move forward in addressing the needs of our older population as this issue begins to impact them. One of the issues always asked, how do we make the connection between our HIV and our service provider network? In most places, there not all, but some places, that there are two separate service systems, and they don't talk to each other. They don't interconnect. What I've tried to do over the last 15, 20 years is make the connection. I had some discussions between the two different service network. In some cases, even in our service system, you have an organization that are providing services for seniors, but they're also providing HIV services also, and they have two separate parts that don't talk to each other. Now, we've had two conferences dealing with HIV in older adults, and the idea was to bring the two service networks together. The HIV service network has never talked with the aging service network. As we see the numbers increase, we get a lot of calls now from HIV service organizations asking for our assistance in helping older clients. In the District of Columbia, we've dealt with persons living with HIV and AIDS as old as 92 years old. And we had a significant number of ones in their 70s. We have been working and partnering with other agencies in HIV. We go to them and we try to advocate on behalf of the older population. Now, we recognize that the largest number right now currently of older adults is now in the 50 to 59-year range, but eventually they're going to mature past that, and they'll be eligible for our senior service network, which starts at the age of 60. Now, we always have to wonder, what impact is that going to have on our service delivery as we stand now? Because you're eligible for two different service systems now. So what has happened is that we actually now begin to get persons who have gotten older with HIV, but now need our help in terms of services. I've just had a situation over the weekend with our social workers, is that because of the extreme heat, the fire and EMS went into a home of an older person, and discovered that this person is not only receiving services from the HIV community, but also receiving services from the aging community. And we have two service systems that didn't even know that we were both providing similar services. Some services she was receiving from HIV service system, because she's matured into that. She started receiving HIV services when she was in her 50s. Now she's in her 60s. Now she's accessing our service system. Also, some of the other things that we're also looking at is how to provide ongoing training for our social workers in our network on learning more and more about HIV. One thing I want to talk about now is probably about what, since we have these two conferences, what have we learned? We've come out with a series of recommendations to present to our health department, since our health department has the lead on dealing with HIV and aging issues. So what we did, we came out with a series of recommendations for the city to enact to better provide support and services for persons living with HIV. One of them, we wanted the health department is to start providing HIV prevention messages for seniors, including also make sure that they included in new materials, brochures, pamphlets, depicting older people who are affected by HIV. Also making sure that this information is available at all of our special events and also at their special events too, health fairs. What we also require now when we do citywide events for seniors and we do health screenings, it's part of our health screeners that we must have an HIV health screening at our special events. Also, we're looking at how we're talking with the health department about the possibility of doing condom distribution at our senior wellness centers. Wellness centers are places where seniors, we have five in the city where seniors go for exercise. I would consider it like a Gold's Gym for seniors, because they do a lot of different things there. So we also want to develop a curriculum for volunteers and also for our network, and also trying to teach other seniors and also the other people that they come in contact about HIV. It's so many different. I have like 30 different recommendations, but those are some of the key ones. One thing we're trying to do is trying to get the health department to understand that this epidemic is here. 3% of the population in D.C. Is HIV positive in D.C., so that would be considered a epidemic here. So we want to try to get them to consider HIV seniors as an emerging population for HIV infection, and it's evident by the growing numbers. We can show the numbers, how the numbers are growing as people get older. The face of HIV at 30 is aging, as you can see. Are we prepared for the next 30 years? And that's something that we have to look at as an area agency on aging. What impact will older people aging will have on our service delivery? And are we prepared for that?
Wonderful. Thank you, Courtney. I appreciate you speaking.